Nicodemus was called upon to address his experience as a slave. He was circumspect, but truthful. The applause for him, happily, was more resounding than for my musings, an indication these brethren are looking not back at a war, but forward towards means. Someone coming toward her. It was going to happen again. Helpless. The scream that tore from Melissa's throat jarred her awake. She jerked upright in bed. She was shaking, her t-shirt soaked with sweat. I hunched behind the smooth silver bark of a birch tree, moulding my snowball carefully. My birthday was today, and Yule was tomorrow. For as long as I could remember, Odin had surprises for me on my birthday, because he always said I deserved them, though I'm not sure why. Dad, what's at the end of the universe? His father had stood up straight, brushed the mud off his hands, and looked at his son quizzically.
Well, that's a big question. Well, let's see, Peter. I believe there is no end.